This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Concern for Israeli hostages.
Don't hurt little children. Don't hurt women.
Striking back in Gaza. Help from Washington.
A U.S. aircraft carrier is on its way.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaifin with the CBS World News Roundup. Israel pounds targets in Gaza, and the country's army says it has regained control of communities around the Gaza Strip. But warfare rages following the surprise attack by Hamas, with civilians under fire and seized as hostages. The death toll on both sides has reached around 1,200. 260 of the deaths were people at a music festival. Today, Israel's defense minister ordered a total blockade of Gaza. No power, food, or fuel. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Holly Williams in Sderot, Israel, just outside Gaza.
Israel says it wants vengeance. And in the Gaza Strip, deadly retribution is falling from the sky. In the coming days, Israel's expected to launch a ground incursion. What happened on Saturday is unprecedented. Hamas gunmen went on a rampage, slaughtering civilians in the street and kidnapping hostages, including women, children, and the elderly. Some of them were paraded through the streets of Gaza, human trophies that Hamas knows it can use against its enemy. One of the captives is Noah Argamani, a university student who was attending a festival in the desert, hauled away on the back of a motorbike as she screamed for help. She's an amazing person, a sweet child, her father Yaakov told us.
What do you want the Israeli government to do to get your daughter back?
Only by peaceful measures. We need to act with sensitivity, he said. Israel will settle the score with anyone who harms even a hair on the captives' heads, said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It seems like Israel had no clue.
Gonen Ben Yitzhak is a former Israeli intelligence officer.
I won't be surprised if they will kill some of the hostages in front of the camera.
You're saying these hostages will force the Israeli government to negotiate with Hamas?
Definitely.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb in Tel Aviv has more on the initial attack in southern Israel that caught everyone off guard.
Heavily armed Hamas paragliders grabbing as many captives as they could. 22-year-old Gal Levy barely managed to get out alive.
We heard the bullets. Pew, pew, pew. Everybody started running in panic.
Levy was shot in both legs.
Terrorist standing above me with a gun.
He's not sure if he'll ever walk again. Levy's parents know he's safe, but that's not the case for so many others. With hundreds of people now dead in Israel and in Gaza. For the 2.3 million Palestinians who live there, the vast majority who had no say in Hamas's assault on Israel, they are also paying the ultimate price.
President Biden condemned the Hamas attack and says the U.S. will have Israel's back. Some Americans are feared among the dead and kidnapped. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick has more on what the U.S. is doing in the region.
The Pentagon has ordered the Gerald Ford Carrier Strike Group to be ready to assist Israel. It was already in the Mediterranean with 5,000 sailors and accompanied by cruisers and destroyers. They could possibly interdict additional weapons from reaching Hamas and conduct surveillance.
We are not afraid! We are not!
Demonstration in support of Israel yesterday in New York City.
They're suffering so much tragedy and heartbreak.
And others gathered too.
Resistance is justified.
To denounce the plight of Palestinians.
Palestinians are right to stand up against occupation.
The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting with the U.S. demanding that all 15 members strongly condemn, quote, terrorist attacks committed by Hamas, but the council took no immediate action.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
A massive recovery effort is taking shape in western Afghanistan. After a 6.3 magnitude earthquake that killed at least 2,000 people and flattened entire villages, people have been digging with their bare hands to get to people who are trapped. In an annual report, OPEC says it sees oil demand growing until 2045, with demand continuing to rise in spite of climate change investment in other forms of energy. Industry analyst Tom Kloza on what to expect in the short term.
The problem is going to be for diesel and for jet fuel. Both of those products are relatively tight in world oil markets, and they could rise considerably higher here in the next couple of months.
The United Auto Workers says members at Mack Trucks have voted down a tentative five-year contract agreement and are on strike. The UAW represents about 4,000 Mack workers in three states. The area around the historic section of Maui that was destroyed by fire has reopened to tourists. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says an economic boost is badly needed.
The hope now is that tourist dollars will help with the recovery and rebuilding effort. According to officials, the island has lost $11 million every single day since this fire 2 months ago.
American Claudia Golden has won the Nobel Economics Prize. The Harvard educator is cited for advancing the understanding of the labor market for women. A vote's expected in the House of Representatives this week to choose a speaker to succeed the ousted Kevin McCarthy. CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Surveys Jennifer DePinto on what Republican voters want in our new poll.
Republicans do seek bipartisanship, but more, almost three-quarters, want a speaker who will try to impeach Biden, and a majority also wants someone who'll be loyal to Donald Trump.
Now to Antwerp, Belgium.
Simone Biles!
Simone Biles won two more gold medals at the World Gymnastics Championships, adding to her all-time record for medals at that event and the Olympics. 37 now.
It's a lot coming in and day out and competing, but I'm proud of the work that I put in, and I am ready to go home and relax.
Tension builds for Powerball lottery players.
They're getting larger and larger and larger, but you can't spend all that money.
The jackpot tonight is an estimated $1.55 billion. That's the world's fourth largest lottery prize ever.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
A world record for the grueling marathon has fallen, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum breaks a record.
Oh, he's gonna crush the world record!
He's become the first person to record a time faster than 2 hours 1 minute, crossing the line in 2 hours 35 seconds.
The finish line celebration was like, I was very happy.
I was so happy.
Kiptoon speaking to 670 The Score. It was just the third competitive marathon of his career, but the 23-year-old shaved 34 seconds off the previous world record.
No sign of Taylor Swift at yesterday's Chiefs-Vikings NFL game in Minneapolis. Travis Kelce scored a touchdown in Kansas City's win, but had an ankle injury just before halftime. He did play in the second half. At the movies, The Exorcist: Believer was number one at the weekend box office, with a debut topping $27 million in ticket sales. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.